This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Sewing has long been stereotyped as a women's hobby, something practical, quiet, not particularly cool. But suddenly, men are hemming, mending, and customising their wardrobes, sharing their work online and building communities around it. Sounds absolutely amazing. So what's really driving this shift and why might more of us give it a go this summer? Well, we're chatting with Jai Marshall, lecturer in fashion design at Swinburne University. Jai, welcome to Drive.
Thank you so much for having me, Carl.
Sewing still carries a lot of gender baggage, doesn't it? When did you start noticing men confidently claiming this space as well?
Yeah, during the COVID-19 pandemic, we really started to see kind of the resurgence of men taking up home economic skills. But actually, when we look at the research year on year, even predating the pandemic, we've seen more men taking up home economic skills. And I think as we become more accepting of men challenging the stereotypical masculine identities within Australia, we have seen people take up more hobbies which are considered more for a woman or more delicate work, and men being really comfortable to be able to step into a hobby like that.
I think it's fantastic that, something that a lot of us picked up during COVID, I didn't, but I wish I had, has stuck around.
Absolutely. I'm always really surprised year on year. My fashion classes continue to see more men coming in and learning the skill and really enjoying something that's quite highly practical. I think there's quite this undervalued appreciation for sewing. Many people consider it to be simple work, but anybody who's undertaken it knows that it's anything but.
You know, one of the reasons I would love to do it is I hate throwing things out and I hate buying, that fast fashion just to replace something. I mean, my mother used to have this wooden thing that looked like a mushroom and she'd fix my socks if they got a hole in them. I mean, now we just throw them out. What a waste.
It's such a waste. And in particular, Australia has such a huge overconsumption issue with fast fashion, as does the whole entire world, but Australia in particular. And I think by being able to understand how a garment comes together, we just have so much more appreciation for how much time and effort that goes into creating a garment. And hopefully by more men and more people taking up sewing, that they kind of understand the true craftsmanship of fashion and hold on to their pieces of fashion for a little bit longer.
Now, you've also looked at sewing as a social practice. What are men getting from it beyond just, the finished garment?
Yeah, it's been seen to improve a lot of men's mental health, particularly if there are men's sewing groups. Since releasing the conversation article, I've had so many men reach out to me online via email and through social media to talk about how much joy they have kind of connecting with like-minded people who are creative, to talk about something that could be seen as a little bit more sensitive. And it really allows men to kind of open up more and kind of really buck this stereotypical masculine trend that sewing is simple and delicate work, then in fact it can actually be highly creative and something that people really genuinely enjoy.
And so is it there's sewing groups and mending circles, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. We see this more in kind of the metro areas, so in Melbourne and Sydney. We're still kind of hoping to see more men's sewing groups happen in rural Australia. Particularly in rural Australia, it's a little bit harder to challenge those masculine and social pressures. Mm. But I think, the more communities that can kind of jump into a local library or a community space and learn some sewing together, I think it has huge mental health impacts for Australia.
This is amazing because I'm just thinking, if I was a teenager back then, if I was sewing, I would have been teased. Like, it would have been horrible. But now.
Absolutely.
But now everyone's doing it. I think it's great.
Likewise, I grew up in rural Tasmania and, I wasn't one to play football or I wasn't, out, hunting for crocodiles, as the, master Australian narrative is. I was picking up a sewing machine and making clothes and making bags and that was something, particularly in rural Australia, that wasn't seen as appropriate. But now I feel so much more confident kind of going in and picking up the sewing machine, knowing that so many more men across Australia are picking up this skill and giving it a go.
We're chatting with Jai Marshall from Swinburne University about why more men are sewing and why it's becoming about creativity, confidence and connection. You can get in touch 0427 569 949. Dan in St Kilda says, tried sewing a cushion cover but it looked more like a triangle. But at least Dan had a go.
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest misconceptions of sewing is that your first project's going to turn out perfect, when in fact a lot of sewing is actually learning a lot of patience and a lot of problem solving along the way.
Chris in Footscray says, I mend my socks religiously. Judge me, I don't care. We're not judging you. We think you're great, Chris.
No, please, mend as much as you possibly.
I was cleaning out some of my old mother's things over the Christmas period, and I came across my grandmother's old sewing box, and I remember it as a kid, and it's still got a bit of colour. It's faded a bit, you know, some of the plastic parts have chipped, but it even had, you know, the needles stuck in the top of the sort of a soft pad at the top of the sewing box where she'd obviously, you know, last put them. And I was so touched to open it and just look at all the different cotton and things that went into it, like so much work. But then, Jai, I found she used to knit these little booties, like slippers.
I love it.
And sew them together. And I found a pair that I didn't know that she was in the process of knitting at the time. So I want to finish them.
You absolutely have to finish them. I think knitting's a great skill as well to pick up. And it doesn't require a lot of material, you know, a ball of yarn and some knitting needles, or if you're lucky enough to find a knitting machine, which can be a little bit harder to find. But knitting's a great thing, and I'm going to hold you to it, Cole, making sure you finish those socks.
Sam in Ballarat said, customised my footy jumper with embroidery. Mum cried. How beautiful is that?
Oh, that's incredible. I love that. I think, you know, really this cross-disciplinary approach of, you know, I think a lot of people consider sewing and knitting just for particular disciplines or areas, but really going outside of the scope and giving everything a go, I think is great.
Now, social media is also playing a big role here as well, isn't it? How are platforms like TikTok changing who gets to influence fashion culture?
Absolutely. I think I saw some statistics around that. I think it's like 47% of people learn a new skill from Instagram or TikTok or YouTube before going to a sewing lesson or something like that, which I think it's so great. It's making sewing a lot more accessible across Australia, particularly in those rural and remote regions that might not have the potential support. I do think we see lots of terms thrown around on social media like performative male and, you know, is more men taking up sewing thinking as more of a performative male trend? But actually, the research shows that men are just genuinely more interested in taking up sewing. It's not really, you know, a performative trick. It's people are just genuinely happy to get on the sewing machine and give practical skills a go.
You know what? Let's not criticise people. We're breaking down this toxic masculinity. Let everyone sew. Question for you, though, Jai. I mean, historically, we had tailoring. That was often men's work. How did sewing end up being labelled as women's work in Australia? How did that happen?
Yeah, it's a great question, and Australia has a really long history of women working in fashion. Today, even 77% of women still work in the textile clothing and footwear industry. And it really goes this legacy right back to World War II, where sewing was considered simple work and easy work for people to do at home, and particularly for women to do at home, which anybody who's actually done some sewing know that that's just so not true, that sewing requires a complex set of skills. And that we've just undervalued it. It's been considered delicate and simple work, which is, I think this trend's really bucking that it's not simple work. It's something that anybody can do. And it's generally just going for that genuine love of sewing.
Now, Jai, one more question for you. How do you thread the needle? I've always wanted to know.
With a lot of patience. My biggest tip, I guess, is rolling the thread on your finger and trying to hook it through the needle a little bit, but a lot of patience and sometimes just going to get a cup of tea and come back to try and thread it.
Fantastic, Jai. It's been great chatting with you. Oh, before I forget, I also found some tea cozies, you know, for the teapot that have been knitted.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, I haven't seen them for ages. So much. And one more message has just come in saying, I quilt and sewing is a meditative tool. Doesn't work when you're making a corset, though. LOL. That's from Peter.
I love that. Yeah, I think you have to be quite choosy on the projects that you want to take for that meditative process in sewing.
Jai, thank you so much for chatting with us. Keep sewing, and I'll let you know when those booties are finished.
Yes, I look forward to seeing them. Thanks.
Thank you. That's Jai Marshall, lecturer in fashion design from Swinburne University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.